Hi there, and welcome to the One Pres Pod, a podcast for First Presbyterian Church in Fort Smith. On this podcast, we talk about all things related to faith and the life of followers of Jesus. Join us. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of the One Pres Pod. It is me, Phil Blackburn. I am recovering from a cold.
This is not your natural voice.
It is not.
It's Tasha Blackburn as well. This is my natural voice, take it or leave it. But yes, you're recovering from a cold.
I am recovering from a cold. It's my best day of the week so far.
Exactly.
And what better thing to do, Tasha, on a rainy Thursday morning in Fort Smith than podcast?
Exactly.
Yep. We have so much to say about our topic today.
Yes.
How are you feeling before we get into this? This is week three of our God Is Not podcast series. How do you feel, Tasha?
Feel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a funny question for you to even ask me, because for folks who know me well, I like to think things more than feel them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I do think it is a new way to frame things, and so sometimes that can be interesting or even a little bit difficult, but I think it's a helpful way to reframe things. What are you thinking and feeling?
I feel all right. I feel like, I hope this is something people are getting something out of. I feel like the way the book is structured, it's going to build into stuff that's going to be more relevant and meaty for people in the future, in the future weeks. Those are going to rub a little bit more than these first two. Last week, I think it was a bit of a victim of the time. Like, nobody really sings that Joan Osborne song anymore, God Is One of Us.
What?
You know, and I think, but I do think the sentiment that God is not one of us is helpful. This week, we're going to pivot a little bit. I wonder how people are going to respond to this. I wonder if they're just going to be like, okay. You know? Tasha, so let me ask you this question before we get underway. Who in your daily life that you encounter, do you feel like it's their job to be nice? Who's paid in our society to be nice?
Well, of course, retail people are paid to be nice. It doesn't always happen, right? But they are paid to be nice. So the checkout person at the grocery store, the, you know, the person at the gas station. You can tell where I spend my life.
Right.
Things like that. You go into any store, wait staff.
And what is that like? What does that look like? So, you know, think about this in your own mind if you're listening to this. What does it look like when somebody is nice? Like, oh, that waitress was nice. Like, she comes over and she says, hi, welcome to AJ's. Good to see you. Here's our specials. What can I get for you?
Yeah.
Like, that's nice.
I think nice signifies they are appropriate to the moment and to their role, right?
Yep.
They're appropriate.
Yep.
And they have the right boundaries of that role and that moment, right?
Yep.
You know, like, we would think a waitress, for example, is nice if they are knowledgeable about the specials, if they take into account that you didn't want to be near the door, right?
Right.
And if they're attentive with replenishing your water.
Yeah.
Especially in your case, Phil.
Yeah.
Because you drink a lot of water like a diabetic.
I hydrate.
Even though you aren't a diabetic, but weird thing. Anyway, but it is interesting because you still think the waitress is nice if she comes over and wants to also share her life story, you know, when you want to give your order.
Right.
Like, that's not mean.
No.
It's not mean, but I'm not sure we put it under the heading of nice anymore. You haven't fit the boundaries.
Right.
You haven't fit the role and the place where we are. It hasn't been appropriate.
Right.
So, to me, nice is equated a lot with appropriateness to me.
Do you feel like you and I are nice to our kids?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't think most parents are nice. Here's the thing, like, when I was thinking about this of what makes something nice, I think nice equates to cheap. Like, nice doesn't cost me anything and nothing's at stake. in how I relate to you.
Interesting.
Like in those social transactions that we named from culture, from the world around us, right? There's nothing at stake at the restaurant.
Yeah.
You can come up, you can be like, hey, it's nice to see you. Glad you're back. What can I bring you? And I can be like, oh, good to be here. I'll have an unsweet tea. Oh, great. How's your day been? Fine. Like,
yeah.
It's nice, right? Like, you're not abrupt. You're not rude. You act like everybody's acting like they're happy to be there, but it's costing. Nobody's paying a price for that, right?
Yeah.
Emotionally or from a self perspective, like just being nice to your kids has a cost. Like, right? You don't like nice is cheap. You love your kids too much to just be nice.
Yeah.
I think I love my kids too much. I can be kind to them.
Yeah.
I can be challenging. Certainly to them.
We'll have them come in sometime and interview, and they will share with all of you, dear listeners, how challenging you can be to them.
We will never let them on the pod.
Okay, so all of this is to build up to, though. We haven't even shared the day's topic.
I think people have gotten it.
It's that God is not nice.
God's not nice.
God is not nice.
Not nice.
Which feels abrupt
right.
to hear it at first, and it feels a little jarring.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we're going to consider today in this conversation is dig a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with nice. Mm-hmm. But what does nice cover? Kind of. And when you dig into nice, you dig into appropriateness, like we said. Well, you dig into kind of staying in your lane a little bit. We kind of call it that now, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. If you stay in your lane, deemed nice.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your role and do it well, if you don't ask much of the other,
right?
You know, and you don't, and they don't need to ask much of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice, and nice does help the day go.
Right.
Right. I mean, we need it, but it's not what God is.
No, it is not what God is. And so I think it's important because here's the thing. I think that's what a lot of people think church should be like is nice.
Yeah.
But that means there's nothing at stake.
Yeah.
And so what I've observed, I mean, I remember a story. I had a woman join the church in Illinois when I lived there, and she had been a lifelong Methodist, and they moved to town and they went to the Methodist church, and she and her husband sat down and people were very nice to them. Oh, glad to have you here. Welcome. Glad you're here. So nice to have you. But then a woman walked up to them, and this was a large sanctuary, and said to them, "You are in my pew."
I knew you were I knew this is where that was going to go.
It's one of my all-time great church stories. And they moved, and the woman sat down, and then they just kept moving, sat through the service, and then joined the Presbyterian church a month later. My point being, a lot of times in church, we mistake nice for our purpose because we think nice is what we're supposed to be. That woman was mean, so we're not supposed to be that. But everybody was nice until there was a cost, right?
Yeah.
As long as they came in and conformed to the exact way things were, people were nice.
Yeah.
At the minute they disrupted the way things were, people weren't nice.
Yeah.
And so that is how things, that's where this breaks down in the lived reality of it, right? Because we think God wants us to be nice. God doesn't want us to be nice. God wants us to be in relationship. Relationships aren't built on nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are built on kind.
Mm-hmm.
They are built on gracious.
Mm-hmm.
They are built on loving.
Mm-hmm.
They are built on sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
They are built on sometimes confrontation.
Yeah, they're built on realness.
Real. That's right.
Real. Yeah, and I think this is interesting because I do want to get to, don't let me forget, because I do want to get to then what this does mean God is, right? But I think this is important. Before we do that, I do think it's important. As someone who's spoken to multiple counselors about this, real frankly, this idea of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And we can put therapeutic language on a lot of our lives right now. And I'm not saying we do that with everything. But there is this issue of boundaries. And I think stereotypically, females struggle with this a little bit more than men or struggle with it in a particular way. But I do think a lot of it, especially for folks raised in the faith, I do think there has been a message given that says God wants you to be nice, mm-hmm. like you just said. A good girl, a good woman mm-hmm. is nice. Mm-hmm. And you are being faithful when you are nice, like God is, mm-hmm. like God wants you to be, mm-hmm. right? And that's all fine until we get all of our boundaries mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
And nice can go a couple different ways, where you are completely appropriate in different settings, but is it real?
Mm-hmm.
And then nice can also go this other way, where it's like you've decided that to be nice means you twist in a pretzel,
mm-hmm.
And that's somehow what God would want you to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And I kind of want us to blow all of that away, because God's not nice even.
Right.
Right? God is not about you not having real relationship mm-hmm. with people. God would rather you have real relationship with even the icky parts mm-hmm. and the dramatic parts. And on the other end, God wants you to take up your full amount mm-hmm. of space.
Right. Right. And you think about, like, in the Gospels, it's jarring when Jesus isn't nice. Like,
there are times when he's not nice. Yeah.
As modern Westerners, we read these things and we're like, oh, like, he just called her a dog.
Yeah.
You know, and certainly the trend.
That's a tough story.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And the trend now, too, when people read Paul, is to talk, oh, Paul was, I'm going to clean this up, a jerk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was not nice.
He's not nice.
There was too much, for Paul specifically, there was too much at stake
yeah.
to be nice.
Yeah.
If things weren't work, he was pastoral.
Yeah.
He was certainly compassionate.
Yeah.
But he was not nice.
Yeah.
He wasn't just like, pat, 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 oh, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and even Jesus, and it's not just the Pharisees, you know, we think about him sparring with the Pharisees, and it's not just the Pharisees, it's with his own disciples. It's sometimes with strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that idea that there's weight to it is mm-hmm. so important. It matters mm-hmm. too much
mm-hmm.
to stay in my lane.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
Right.
You know, this matters too much mm-hmm. for me to hold to some sort of social obligation or
right.
civil obligation. How many dinner parties did Jesus ruin?
Right.
He really ruined right. a lot of dinner parties, especially in the Gospel of Luke.
If you wanted to ruin a dinner party, invite Jesus.
Invite Jesus,
yes.
Yeah. So I think, yes, on this one hand, there are some of us, and you and I have talked about this in our own lives, Phil, this idea of being people pleasers,
mm-hmm.
that's all at work in here,
yes.
right? That somehow people will think I'm nice, I will be nice, and then they'll want to be nice mm-hmm. to me. If I have pleased in these ways that are appropriate and stay in my lane and, you know my mm-hmm. role,
yeah.
right? And we're saying God is more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And God's not upset with you when you desire something more real than that too.
Right. That's right. And if God is real, right, and we're going to have realness in our faith, then we got to get rid of the nice piece. God's gonna communicate to us in some hard ways over the course of our lives,
yeah.
just like we do with our children,
yeah.
that are born out of love.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not anti-polite or nice. Like, I don't want the waitress at the restaurant to sit down with me, look me in the eyes, and say, "Phil, how are you?" Like, I don't need that there.
No.
But I'm not trying to in any way dismiss the place that nice or politeness has in our society.
It has a role.
Or in a church, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Please keep being nice. Yeah.
But don't stop at nice. Don't stop at nice. You have to keep going.
Yeah.
And that means the relationship has to keep going, whether it be between two people in church or between us and God in the ways in which we pray, understand our faith, study, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have to let God ask us those hard questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
God, not nice.
Yeah. And I want to talk about the boundaries issue and the staying in your lane and the appropriateness kind of thing, because God refuses to do any of that.
Right.
you know, there's sometimes, I don't know, there's an old story. I don't know if it's real or a joke or whatever, but you know, you sit down with some adult Sunday school class or some confirmation class, right? And you have like the big circle and it's the wheel of your life. And there's these segments on the wheel and, oh, family gets a segment of the wheel and school gets a segment and, you know, and, oh, okay, church gets a segment or whatever. And then, of course, you do this object lesson and you say, that's fine, but God's not going to fit in a segment. Like, the entire wheel is infected and affected by God.
Yep.
Not just, doesn't get to, God will not stay in the spoke.
Right.
In one spoke of the wheel. God's going to take over the whole darn thing.
Right.
No staying in your lane, God. God's not going to do it. And that idea, and that's not nice. I mean, over and over again, we read in Scripture, these people who have an experience with God, they would never use the word nice.
Uh-huh.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
Overpowering. Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Exciting, yep. Even, right? There would be all these other words. Mm-hmm. Appropriate and polite would not be any words that they would use for what God, what part God wants in our lives.
Right. You know, and so I think the way that we make this lived is through an acknowledgement of that inherent messiness that comes with relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The vertical and the horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
In Christianity, in a life of faith, that's going to be relational. And it's going to get beyond polite boundaries.
Yeah.
It needs to.
Yeah.
It needs to move beyond those things. Not with everybody, not all the time, but there has to be space for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I want to say something, too, about, I've been really chewing on something since yesterday's Wednesday class. I promise it relates. We were talking about, of all things, how artificial intelligence might intersect with our faith and our spiritual lives, right? Kind of an interesting subject. And part of it was we looked at that Genesis passage where it says, you know, human beings, let's make human beings in our image. And so God puts his own image in human beings. And so we were talking about that. As you look at AI, well, Is it our ability to know things that makes us human? Like, is that the special spark in us? And so we were debating this back and forth. As you look at AI, who can know far more than I'll ever know, right? Can hold it. Well, it's probably not knowledge then that's that spark of God in us. And we were talking about that for a while. And you know what we came to? We came to maybe the answer is that God is illogical.
Mm-hmm.
And that spark of God in us is that illogical part, right? That part that says, it's not going to add up, and I do it anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? To go back to parent language, mm-hmm. right? Your kid can roll their eyes at you for 42 days in a row and do far worse, mm-hmm. right? And your kid mm-hmm. needs you, and it is illogical, and there you are,
mm-hmm.
right? We could list over and over again. Illogical doesn't stay in the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Illogical will not make the decision that adds up.
Yeah.
In any ledger. It makes no sense in any ledger. And I've been thinking about that ever since. Nice is logical.
Yes.
Nice follows a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nice because it gets me this. You're yep. nice because it gets you that.
Right.
But grace,
mm-hmm.
kindness, love, and then even more and more and more beyond that, it's illogical. It's illogical. God is not going to follow by these rules
right.
that line up and add up.
Yeah.
And thank God. I mean, I need God to be mm-hmm. illogical, to go way beyond, because I'm going to need the way beyond.
Yeah. This makes me think of the class I'm working on. Bill Greenway's book, For the Love of All Creatures, our philosophical theology class. We're not going to get into philosophical theology. We're going to get into the Bible, though.
Please don't. Yes. Okay.
You know, one of the things Bill points out, and I think gets to your point of the illogical nature of everything, in the 7 days of creation narrative, in there, God says that given for food for all creatures were things with seeds.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to eat.
Yeah, green plants. Yeah.
Seeds.
Seeds.
So you're
yeah.
almost supposed to be a fruitarian.
Yeah.
Right? You're not supposed to eat anything that has breath in it.
Mm.
That's in Genesis. That's
bacon?
No bacon.
doesn't have breath in it by the time I eat it. Does right. that count?
That does not count. Okay. But it's like, to your logical point, right? Why include that? Why put language at the very beginning of Scripture that knows no one's doing that? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Israelites didn't write that down as they were being fructarians and then lost it.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. They wrote down an ideal that was impossible to achieve. Mm-hmm. And yet, with the explicit purpose of reminding everybody every time they ate mm-hmm. that the world wasn't quite like it should be.
Yeah.
It's that sort of illogic that you're mm-hmm. talking about. It's
the
that
kingdom of God will not no. line up on a ledger. Of no. our making.
No. No. Yeah. Every time we eat food, that passage reminds us we're doing it slightly wrong. Unless you're eating an apple.
Yeah.
Right? You're doing it a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
And I, that's different than yeah. just being nice. You know, that's not, there's no pat, pat, pat there. There's no, it doesn't say God gave them everything with a seed, but understood.
Yeah.
That they liked bacon too. Right?
Yeah.
That's not there. That's nice. Like, you know, you really should do it this way, but it's okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
Yeah, God's not polite.
No.
And not appropriate.
No.
Really. Those are all of our constructs.
Uh-huh. Right. So, I mean, that's how this is supposed to work, right? It's supposed to help us kind of deconstruct assumptions that we make. So, mm-hmm. you know, God's not just like one of us, mm-hmm. you know, sitting there watching a football game on a Saturday, mm-hmm. Going to church on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Not like that. Mm-hmm. God is not nice, you know, yeah. not just exchanging. There's no exchanging of pleasantries here yeah. in the life of faith. It goes well beyond
yeah.
that.
Yeah. There's also not a lot of comeback, by the way. Like, when God comes a-calling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's just yes.
Right, here I am.
There's just here I am, yeah.
That's all you got, here yeah. I am.
I think it's hine yeah. in Hebrew. Hine, here I am.
Here I am.
I'm going to keep coming until you say that, so you might as well say it early
on. Just rip the Band-Aid off,
exactly.
Right?
Okay, so next week, I think, is one that might get in our kitchens a little bit.
Okay.
God is not American.
Wait, what?
I know.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll just see how that goes, Tasha. but anyway, yeah. We certainly hope you guys are enjoying this. Just a little PSA out there for those of you who listen to this podcast. We're just going to kind of put it everywhere this week. Our 9 a.m. live stream is going to be down for a little while as we rebuild that. We've been having technical difficulties. You can certainly watch our worship services on Facebook, YouTube, or the church's website, but it will only be our 11 o'clock traditional service for a little bit.
Yeah, and that's also because in a few weeks that 9 a.m. day one room starts to get renovated.
Renovation.
So we'll share more. We're hoping by January have a whole reboot of that entire service.
Yeah,
so
that means probably March.
No, January, January. Okay.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and please like and subscribe, and always feel free to reach out to us if you have thoughts. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to the One Prez Pod. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you found it. And go to onepres.org for more information about First Presbyterian Church. Until next time, peace.